Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Have you seen mortgage rates lately? Well, they are low. Now, you'll still need great credit to get a loan, but if you qualify, you'll get a great rate, maybe even without paying additional points. But you still might get gouged if you're not careful. You've got to take a close look at every item on the closing statement and challenge anything that you don't understand. To help out, today I've got the top three things to watch out for when you're signing that thick stack of legal documents at the closing table. And this is from a recent Smart Money article. First, buried fees. Look for words like administrative, application, underwriting, or processing in the list of charges. Now, you may have to pay an application fee, but make sure your lender isn't charging you again and again simply by using different names. And number two, Fannie and Freddie not so friendly. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two government-backed mortgage underwriters, have escalated their fees again. If you go with a Fannie or Freddie-backed loan, it could cost you as much as 3% of the loan value. And finally, PMI hikes. The collapse of the housing bubble has forced private mortgage insurance companies to boost their rates. Try to avoid paying PMI in the first place by putting down at least 20% of the purchase price when you buy a home. Now, the biggest purchase most of us ever make is on our home. Be sure you can afford it, that you're getting a secure value in the location you choose to purchase in, and even though you have a low interest rate, work to pay it off as soon as possible.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.